Hi, my name is Josh McCarthy, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Ask the Experts weekend here on 104.5 WOKV. And this show is dedicated to you, the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to the most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of the world's most influential individuals. And this is all done with an honest and oh-so-entertaining filter that is unique to Pete, the job guy Langlois. Take it away, Pete. Do the hustle!
All you hard workers, and welcome to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. As you heard Josh say, as he says every Sunday, this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. So who is that? That's you, your family, your friends, your parents, the neighbor next door. We're all intertwined on the workforce, within the workforce, because we have to put food on the table or save money or provide for our families and ourselves. So we work, folks. And my job as your job guy, Pete the Job Guy, is to help guide you through your career, help give you career advice to perhaps help you secure that next step in your career, or help guide you to an industry that's hiring and that's more robust than others, and help you to be more effective and productive in your careers. And that's what this show is all about. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know I have two recurring folks. Boston Danny has been with me, for crying out loud, I think 3.5 years. And Boston Danny delivers a segment each month, each week, called our weekly update with Boston Danny. And Boston Danny tells us about his great sports teams. He brags about his grandson, talks about his family, and then always says some neat things, educates us on Boston and the fair city of Boston. He knows it like the back of his hand because he's lived there his entire life. Boston Danny also gives shout-outs, so if there's a special person that you want to recognize, maybe it's their birthday or there's an anniversary or someone did something special for you to make your workday a little brighter and you just want to recognize them for it, send me an email, pete@petethejobguy.com, and I'll give it to Boston Danny, and Boston Danny will give your special person a wicked piss a shout-out like only Boston Danny can. My other guest, my recurring contributor to the show is Eric Ross. And Eric does a segment called Common Sense Ain't So Common. And he talks about business situations that occur that will leave you scratching your head. He also has someone in there called Dr. Truth, who likes to read some business-related poetry that'll make you laugh a little bit, make you think, too. All right. And as you know, Josh McCarthy is our producer. Josh is also the producer of a nationally syndicated radio show. So he's slumming to come in here and join us, but we're pleased as punch he's here each and every week. As you know, every week I also have really cool guests. And my guests are some of the most influential people in Jacksonville. My guests tell you a little bit about their career journeys, but they also tell you about the great organizations that they work for or represent. They tell us a little story that I swear will help you be better just for hearing what they contribute each week. And this week, I'm pleased to have a great guest. Guys, I want to welcome right now Greg Taylor to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me here, guys. I've never been in the studio to do one of these before, so this is going to be a blast. I'm really excited for it.
Good, good. Well, we're glad you're here and spend a little time with us. Guys, you might have seen Greg Taylor. He just went on one of the most massive undertakings of anybody's lives, not just his life. When you hear the story of what he's done, and think about all the logistics and planning and the background, everything involved. Guys, he went on about a 12,000-mile trek around the United States. Not just, you know, like up to, you know, he went to Texas and back. No, he went around south from Jacksonville down to Southern California, all the way up to that corner and all the way to Maine and then back to Jacksonville. And he didn't do it for nothing. He did it to raise money for a wonderful cause. And Greg, let's just dive right in. You know, tell us a little bit how you got inspired and, you know, what was the cause and what got you inspired to do such a wonderful thing?
Yeah, I appreciate that intro. He kind of summed it up pretty well, but we'll get a little bit more in depth into it. The original intention was to give back to Jacksonville in a massive way. So that was kind of the overarching impetus on what I wanted to do and how I wanted to, set up the plans for it. So I feel like everybody that I talked to along this trip has lost somebody to cancer or currently has somebody dealing with it. So, to get everybody involved in the community, that was an easy, way to get people to rally around the story. So I've lost an aunt that I never personally got over kind of that, that guilt that I had associated with that moment. So I wanted to find a way that I could personally let that go in my life. And then the other side of it is I happened to be good friends with, I consider her a mentor at this point, the charity that I did ride for. It's called Chemo Noir. Her name is Kat Casey. She's here locally in Jacksonville. She's a brand marketer by trade, and she puts a lot of time, money, and effort into Chemo Noir. So I wanted to ride for her and give back to her to thank her for everything that she's done for me professionally. And that I didn't want to waste a lot of accumulation of fitness that I've tried to put on in the last 5 years. So between the three things, it all kind of came together perfectly with this wild idea to bike entirely around the United States, touch all four corners, and see how much money we can raise for an awesome local Jacksonville cancer charity.
Outstanding. Now, I look at you and I say, this guy is somebody that is capable of great leverage. This is a strength guy. I don't look at you as a cyclist. tell me about that now. That's kind of different.
Yeah, definitely not. I'll give a quick anecdote story that you guys will crack up at. So I was a regional level CrossFit athlete here in Jacksonville, and that was kind of always my forte. And I just thought, okay, if I can do that, I can do anything, right? So I literally had never owned a bicycle before this whole adventure. I got mine. I got it all set up and everything. And I decided I'm just going to go up to Asheville, and my wife's going to meet me there for the weekend. I got a single day into it, and my body broke down. Right, like I felt like I couldn't walk. I needed to go to a hospital. I was legitimately scared. So after that, I got back, and that was about 7 months before I left for this. And I said, okay, if we're going to do this, we got to actually do this. So I was lucky enough that my mom was able to give me her Peloton so I could knock out huge training sessions, boring ones, just forever. And then I'd ride the bike weighed down a lot during the week just to get the feel for it and get my body ready for it. So it was definitely quite an undertaking that I wasn't ready for, but I'm glad I kind of had a wake up call and then got to it once I got back from the failed Asheville trip.
Right, right. Well, I'll tell you, it was really nice the way you chronicled USA Cancer Cycle and the way not only Northeast Florida, but I think of a lot of Americans were watching your journey and participating with you through social media and through your posts and some of the videos that you put up. And they were great and a little bit educational, I would say. Now, talk to me about the planning. Okay, I'm going to jump on a bike and I'm going to ride all around the United States. Do you have hotels set up? You have the planning must be massive.
Yeah, it was immense. There were so many categories of it, right? So the physical thing we already talked about, I needed to get better at cycling. So that was one of the keys that could be done every day, right? Because I like training. So that was one of the physical outputs that I could make sure that, I had a total control of. The other ones were kind of a little bit more unprecedented. I've never used a biking app route, the GPS location or anything like that. So I got in with Ride with GPS, talked to some of their programmers, and they hooked me up with one of their independent contractors who actually does routing for the program. She cut us a huge nonprofit discount, and she was absolutely imperative throughout the whole thing. Believe it or not, I actually had the route street by street, mile by mile routed, and I just stayed on that for the most part unless I had to make some changes, like when I got to Mount Rainier too early and I literally couldn't get over the mountain because there was 10 feet of snow. Some changes did happen, but we made those happen on the fly. So that's the routing side. I her name is Katie. She's on my Instagram. I've tagged her a bunch, and it wouldn't have happened without her creating that route. So that's the first part of it. And then the second part of it is you can't plan. So I know that sounds crazy, but I didn't plan a single hotel, didn't plan a single sleeping day. What I would do is when I finished for the day, look up about where I wanted to be that next day and find three things. The first campground that I would like to stay at, cheapest one or more closest on the route, whatever worked out best. A secondary one where I knew would be open and I could stay there if it was an emergency. And then the third one would be the absolute last call, like closest motel or hotel to that point. So the bike's going to break. You're going to pop tires. weather is going to come through, whatever you can think of, I promise you it happened. If you're planning like 5 days in a row, for instance, and you miss the first one, that means you're missing those next five. So you have to be comfortable with waking up and just attacking the day based on what you want from that day. So if it's a really easy route and you want to get 110 miles in, go for it. But you better have something set up that, sets up well for where you want to be, where you want to stay. Is it safe? Is it cheap? The whole nine yards. So right. You had to be okay with adjusting on the fly every single day.
And it seemed like within the group of followers that you had, there was a huge networking of people that would reach out. If you said, hey, it looks like this campground's, somebody's reaching out. There were a lot of people that offered help and assistance along the way. I think even had people ride with you for little parts of the journey, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely. The network was crucial. You know, I had people randomly reach out to me from my CrossFit gym, for instance, and they said, hey, I got a cousin in this town of 400 and we're at Missouri. Like, do you think you pass it? And I'm like, you know, I kind of do. Like, well, can you kind of reach out? You know, I think I had 10, 12 of those stays at people's houses who just invited me in out of the kindness of their hearts. And, it was overwhelming to get that reception from them and to have the weird amount of kind of tentacles that the network built out. It was just crazy to see how many people actually followed and wrote me messages and wrote me emails and offered up their houses, offered up meals or whatever I needed that day. It was unbelievable.
I was going to ask about the nutrition element or the eating, you know, because I mean, it's not like you can, hey, I'm going to pack for the next 6 months a bunch of food. Did you stop along the way at different places that you mapped out, and were you cooking by a campfire, or how did that work out?
Yeah, I'd say a little bit any and all, but the big overriding idea of it was just eat every time that there was food available. So, some nights it was a campground and I could order pizza and I was like, all right, I'm just going to order a pizza kind of thing. You know, some nights it was grab as much as I can from the gas station because it's the only thing for the next 85 miles before I come to hopefully something that has a breakfast the next day. Typically I wouldn't eat huge in the mornings, but then I would kind of isolate my campground picks and where I was headed that night to finish up on something where I could grab food and bring it with me just to fuel up after the ride every day. So right. Changed dramatically. But the rule of thumb was if I could eat it, I was going to eat it. Didn't matter really what it was. And that means there was way too many gas station stops, for the record. The nutrition that I had to consume, the amount of calories I had to consume just to feel okay while riding was immense. And it was disgusting, to be honest, the food that I was taking down. Like, oh man, there's a donut shop. I'll be grabbing some donuts.
Right. Now, one thing that I did notice, it seemed like every time you crossed a state line, you shotgunned a beer. And to me, it's like, this is real. This is real, folks. This is happening. Man. What's behind that?
This is Jacksonville, Florida. You guys know how it is here. I mean, people like to drink, it turns out. So believe it or not, we actually shot up on the follower count and kind of the interaction when we passed states because of that. People would get their entire families together and do like 20-person shotguns, and I try to repost every single one of them. It was outlandish. Like, it was just this dumb idea that I had. I was like, I want a beer. And I came into Texas and I was like, hold on a second. And it just happened. It was super organic. It wasn't planned at all. And then from the first time we did it, I think 20 people reposted it and did one with their family. And I was like, okay, now we do this every single time.
It was great. And it was a neat little twist. I got a bunch more questions for you. I lined them all up. I'm going to ask you about what was the most, you know, the coolest thing you saw, the weirdest thing, you know, all kinds of other stuff. But, you know, right now that music that we hear playing, that's telling us we have to take a quick break to listen to this message from our show sponsor. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.
Hey Jacksonville, it's me, Angie Langlois, one of the managing partners here at Ascendo Resources in Jacksonville, Florida. Ascendo Resources is an award-winning, certified, minority-owned staffing firm that specializes in placing highly skilled professionals on a temporary, temp-to-perm, or direct hire basis. Call the true professionals at Ascendo today, because despite the current challenges, our talented recruiters can find exactly what you need. Call me, Angie Langlois, at 904-479-9610.
All right, folks, that's our show sponsor, and that is Ascendo Resources. Folks, if you need staffing assistance, you can reach out to the world-famous Angie Langlois at Ascendo Resources, or reach out to me, Pete the Job Guy Langlois, and I'm happy to help you. We place accounting and finance, IT professionals, clerical administrative on a direct hire, temporary, or temp-to-perm basis, and would love to help you out. You want to enlist my services directly? I'm happy to help. You can either write me at pete@petethejobguy.com. That's pete@petethejobguy.com. Or you can call me 904-999-4878, and we'll make sure we take good care of you. Today, you know, my guest is Greg Taylor, and Greg just got back from trekking the whole United States on a bicycle to raise a bunch of money, USA Cancer Cycle. And this was done through to donate money, raise money to give to Chemo Noir. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But, Greg, I know there's no way you can take on such a massive undertaking without a lot of sponsors and people in your corner. Let's talk first about some of the sponsors that helped put this together for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And no, Pete is exactly right. This wouldn't have happened without these sponsors that I'm about to talk about a little bit. So, you know, thanks to them and thanks to everything that happened because they made those financial obligations as well as the, emotional outreaches that they'd get their groups together as companies to send me emails and send me little videos along the way. So it was really cool to hear from everybody. Some of the bigger names, GoPro stepped in with a financial obligation as well as equipment to be able to document the whole way. So that was awesome. The Ready State is a functional mobility online video resource that I actually used every day, morning and night, 15 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes when I was done with my ride, that I truly feel was the only way physically that I was able to hold up. So that was huge. And then the other national brand was Born Primitive. They were my primary apparel sponsor. They're a military-based organization that specifically outfits athletes of all shapes, sizes, disciplines, the whole nine. So they provided all of the clothes that I wore the entire trip, and they held up unbelievably. Originally, I'd made 12 shirts for this, and I ended up using three. So it was pretty crazy. Some of the more local ones that I want to give a shout out to, especially being here in Jax, Trailer Bridge, logistics company out over the Dames Point, had no reason. I was never going to make them money by doing something like this. It is no way, like, their customer base is massive shipping companies, right? Not like user-to-user sales. And they stepped up unbelievably with a huge financial donation directly to me to make sure that this happened. And then almost a weekly email with what else I needed, what they could do. They sent packages. They were unbelievable.
They were great on social media too.
Unbelievable.
Very visible, supporting
you. CEO directly reached out a couple times. It was truly magical. It was great to see them get involved in something that really they have no business getting in. It was because those are the type of people and that's the business that they were. So it was really cool. A couple local breweries, Fishweir Brewery out in Murray Hill, and then Southern Swells out on Jack's Beach came together to make a beer for it. It's called USA Cancer Psych Ale, and it's actually available right now at Southern Swells and Fishweir. It's a New England hazy IPA, 7.3%, and I gotta tell you, I've had a couple. It's delicious.
I'm gonna have to have one of those. Yeah. I know when you made it back into town, everybody met at Southern Swells.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, your beard was fierce, my man,
serious.
When you came in.
150 days, not a single chop of it. So I had to knock the mustache down a little bit because I actually couldn't eat food. So I had to find a way to get it past the mustache. But the beard was from the day I left. So the wife wasn't happy. And that was the first thing we did when I got back.
Right. Well, that thing was epic.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last two, Motion RX, Peter Yu started a local PT clinic here in Jacksonville, and he's just exploding out of the gate because one, he's extremely knowledgeable, and two, he's a go-getter. So if you guys need any physical help on anything, he focuses on performance athletes that want to return to their peak level after an injury. So look him up over at Motion RX. Casey Evolve, who Kat Casey, that is her branding company here in Jacksonville. She's one of the best in the game. I wouldn't have done it without her. And then my own CrossFit gym, Crucible CrossFit, obviously goes without saying, the best CrossFit gym in Jacksonville, but they were huge in supporting everything that I did. So huge shout out and thanks to everybody that got involved.
Outstanding. It's like we said, this never would have happened without their involvement, and it's great that they stepped up and helped make it possible. All right, Greg, what is the craziest story along the way? Something that you saw, did, participated in? Let's hear it.
I'm going to keep it positive because obviously there were a ton of negative stories, right? No one wants to hear about those. Let's skip past. Okay. Just to give you an idea of how much everything evolved daily, and you had to be ready for anything, one of my entire roads, as I was headed, I was just going to touch the tip of Rhode Island and head past it down along the coast into Philly. No, that's wrong. Don't pay attention to my geography. Anyway, I was going to skip a lot of Rhode Island. My friend reached out and she's like, you really need to see Rhode Island. Like, it's unbelievable. Do the entire state and then you can just come out the bottom. I was like, all right, you know what? Show me how to get there on a map and I'll do it. Changed it on the fly that day. Did the entirety of Rhode Island. When I got down into Newport, there was only two bridges to get over. One of them was completely illegal, and the second one almost had no bike lane, but I thought it was legal, and I was like, oh, I'm not sure. So these two bikers fly past me, and I said, like, hey, can we do this? And they're like, I don't know, we're doing it, though. So I was like, all right, cool, let's go. So they meet me at the other side because they're on road bikes, and they're flying up this massive bridge. And they meet me down. They asked me what I was doing. I told them. They were like, oh, yeah, cool. We're going to ride you into Newport. Come to our house for a beer. And I was like, all right, sweet. So hung out. They rode me all the way in. They're from there. And then I'm sitting there having a beer. I was like, all right, I think I'm going to go like find a motel or something. They're like, oh, no. We actually charter and captain, sailboats. Come out on the harbor with us. We're taking a bunch of friends out tonight. So I got to do a sailboat trip for free of the entire harbor of Newport. Just completely unexpected. I slept at their house and left from their house the next day. It was unreal. It was awesome.
Oh my God. That is phenomenal. I love stories like that. Humanity exists, folks. I'm telling you.
Absolutely. I got to steal one more comment. One of the main takeaways that I had from this entire thing is that people are inherently good. You know, we have so much divisiveness, especially, you know, this weekend, with everything going on, and everyone, you know, wants to split us into columns, and not a single time along the ride that I got help with someone like, hey, are you a liberal? Are you a Democrat? Like, nothing, right? Yeah. People just care about helping people. I still believe that people are inherently good.
You know, and I do believe that, too. I always say that, that people are good. Give them a chance to demonstrate it, and they will. Now, what is chemo noir?
Yeah, Kat Casey started. She's a cancer survivor. She was 6 years in remission in January of this year. And chemo noir actually directly benefits cancer victims and cancer families so that they can focus on the big goal, which is fighting cancer. So if it can be as simple as, you know, hey, we don't have any food money for our family. Guess what? We're going to pick you up and we're going to pay directly for a massive thing of groceries, whatever we can do to help, all the way down to actually paying for cancer treatments. So chemonoir.com, you guys, please read more about them in Jacksonville. They're doing unbelievable things. And I'm, you know, lucky enough to be a board member after this whole thing. So it's very personal to my heart, and it's just an unbelievable way to give back directly into the Jacksonville community.
Right. Chemonoir.com. And Greg, you raised, I think it was $120,000 or something.
Just
like
over. Yeah. $121.50 or something.
It's massive. And to know that you accomplished this, I don't think there's anything you couldn't put your mind to. And going down that vein, what is next for you?
Yeah, I want to stay local to Jacksonville because I feel like it. Even though I wasn't born here, it's my home city. I want to make this city a destination city. So, ton of projects that I'm working through right now. That mostly, you know, turns out you need money to make money, which, you know, we're working through those things. But if you see the brand Just Jacksonville, that is what we're going to start. It's going to be everything from, you know, craft cocktail bars to pizza sites to breweries to anything that you can think of. Not only a hospitality business, but also on the adventure side of the business to bring Jacksonville to its own residents and to people that want to come visit it. Because I really do have the goal of making Jacksonville a destination city.
That is phenomenal. Is there a website or how do people see that, or Just Jacksonville?
There's a Instagram set up, Just Jacksonville, but it's very new in the making. I mean, I'm still talking to my wife about ideas, plans, and how to execute it next. So I don't want to end up in a spot where I'm not happy for the long term. So we're going to try and make some huge changes here in Jacksonville.
All right, Greg Taylor, you on LinkedIn? How can people, if they want to just kind of learn more or just reach out to you directly? How
Absolutely.
Can they do that?
Please do. My Instagram page is, if you don't know what that is, it's Greg Taylor _JustJax. And then if you want to find me on LinkedIn, it's Greg Taylor as well.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much for being on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. Greg Taylor, folks.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. Well, that music tells us right now that we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. Join us for the second half. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV. Do the hustle. Welcome back, all you hard workers. You know, there are some people that are really, really passionate about something. They like listening to it. They like hearing about it, and it moves them. It moves them a little bit, but it doesn't move them enough to do something about it. That guy you just heard on the first part of this show, Greg Taylor, he did something about it. You know, we're all impacted by cancer one way or another. We all have a family member or friend who's either passed or been through a difficult journey that involved cancer. And Greg had it happen to him. And he was so inspired to give back that, you know, and he also selected a local charity, Chemo Noir. And if you want to give to Chemo Noir, just go to chemonoir.com. Learn a little bit more about them. Donate if you can. But Greg raised $120,000 by riding his bicycle, you know, 11,500 or 12,000 miles all around the United States of America. And he did this for the sole purpose of raising funds to help those that are in this battle. And I just commend him. He's something special. And I love this Just Jacksonville. Who doesn't want to make this a destination city, right? Think about it. We are in the River City by the sea, folks. We have the St. John's River. We have beautiful beach lines. We have a historical downtown that's surrounded by water. Seven bridges in and out. Jacksonville's something special. We have a climate that, for me, growing up in the Northeast, I'm not shoveling snow. You know, I send up pictures that, oh, it looks like in the middle of the winter, it looks like the weather report shows we're going to get another 12 inches of sunshine today. I send it to my friends up in the Northeast, like Boston Danny, and say, you know, they don't make walls. It's beautiful down here. Come on down. Our real estate is reasonable. Well, real estate, all real estate's jacked up right now. The prices are insane. It almost makes you want to sell your house and monetize the equity in it right now before the prices come back down. But, you know, Jacksonville is something special. We love our sports teams. We love, you know, everything about it. I came down in 1984. I was in the United States Navy. A lot of you might know my personal career journey, and I'll talk about that a little bit since this show is about careers. I was someone that, you know, when I grew up and I was graduating high school, college wasn't really an option for me. So I enlisted into the United States Navy. And I went away on a lot of cruises on the USS Saratoga out of NAS Mayport. I was stationed at Cecil Field. And then when I re-enlisted, I was stationed out at NAS Jax. So I know our naval bases pretty well. And the Navy was very good to me. I took advantage of the programs while I was in. Now, I worked hard, and they got a great, hardworking sailor that was all about his mission. But I also, and it took me about 5 years, but a little over, to get my undergraduate degree while I was in. You know, if you are in a situation where you have a company that will help support or fund college courses, take advantage of those. Take advantage. I'm telling you, as a career expert, if it's out there, you can't be too busy to help yourself and your family. And do it. Take advantage of those programs. I did, and it set me on a different trajectory for my life. And I'm very thankful for that. When I got out of the Navy, I had a difficult career transition. You know, I laid brick pavers, a very noble profession, for over a year because I had interviewed quite a few times, and my Navy speak didn't really translate to the civilian world. I had a difficult transition. There's programs out there like Operation New Uniform that help military folks and veterans transition a little more seamlessly than I did. But then I finally got my career on a path that I felt comfortable in, and that was I started working at Merrill Lynch, and I taught Dale Carnegie training and sold the programs during the day, and eventually meandered into staffing. And I've been in staffing for over 25 years. I built company over $120 million annual revenue and sold it to a public company as the chief operating officer of that company with over 400 employees and 37 national offices. I've helped so many people along this career journey that I've had. I help them with their careers. Some of the people that I help are at a very, very vulnerable spot in their lives. They need help. They need a job to put money on the tables. I help other folks that are in a good job, but they maybe just need a little assistance and guidance to help them secure that next step in their careers. And I help them. I help companies that need to find talented individuals. Sometimes it's just for a project and they need somebody right away. So I put in temporary resources or project professionals and contractors. Some companies, their business grows so fast or they're in the middle of a peak season and they need 40 customer service reps or claims adjusters to process for either a defined or undefined period of time, and I help them. You know, I help companies find C-level executives that they either couldn't find on their own or there's too much of an investment in time and energy to go through all these, and they need the help of a professional recruiter. And that's what we do. Folks, I'm a partner at Ascendo Resources, and when my head hits the pillow, I feel good about what I do because I change people's lives one phone call at a time. I'm a professional recruiter, and it's a very noble profession. If you ever thought about getting into recruiting and you'd like to kind of join the world-famous great team that is Team Jacksonville at Ascendo Resources, reach out to me, Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com, or give me a call, 904-999-4878. Guys, this next part of the show is new, and it is funny, and it's great. And we have weekly contributor Eric Ross give us his segment, and it's called Common Sense Ain't So Common. With no further ado, let's get this week's segment, Common Sense Ain't So Common.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, employees, bosses, and leaders. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Hard Worker Show with Pete the Job Guy. That is my best Boston accent. It's terrible. My apologies to everyone listening that's from Boston. Coach me up, please. Eric Ross here, bringing you this week's segment of Common Sense Ain't So Common, where we share real-life professional stories that will leave you scratching your head and thinking to yourself, wow, I can't believe the same thing happens at other organizations. But first, a word from today's HR representative and self-proclaimed business nerd, Dr. Cornelius, with some business poetry.
Yes, thank you, Eric, for the intro, and welcome all you hard workers out there. Today I share a brief poem on emotional intelligence, or commonly referred to as EQ. Here is a tip on something that will always be relevant. Your business should strive to be more emotionally intelligent. Emotional intelligence, also known as EQ, is something that should be looked at every annual review. While knowledge and IQ are important for one's success, if you constantly strive to improve your team's EQ progress while your competitors are playing checkers, you will be playing chess. Are you curious about emotional intelligence and want more information? Remember, self-awareness, self-regulation, empathy, social skills, and motivation. Continue to evolve these five items, and you will be successful in every situation. Back to you, Eric. Thank you for having me on your show.
Wow, this is one of those moments I don't know whether to smile or cringe, but thank you, Dr. Cornelius, for your wisdom and, we'll say, mediocre poetry at best. We may have to reevaluate who writes and reads these. But on that note, here is a quick story on common sense not being so common. A little story about a manager named Mike, which according to his coworkers is short for micromanager. Micromanager Mike has a team of five individuals that report to him, and if you ask any one of them about his management style, you will likely get similar answers. Something along the lines of, I would rather change porta potties for a living than continue to be micromanaged by Mike. Whew, that's brutal. Look, understanding your employees' activity and making sure they're doing their job is understandable and often necessary, but Micro Mike takes this to another level. Mike tracks every outbound and inbound call and email, requires every project run through him prior to presenting, and goes so far as tracking every restroom break and how long they lasted, which is borderline gross if you ask me. Shockingly, Mike has a hard time retaining employees, including a story shared by previous employee we're going to call Samantha. One day Samantha had had enough. Samantha was tired of Mike constantly micromanaging every activity she had, including going as far as mansplaining on the proper way to sneeze and eat food in the office. Prior to giving her two-week notice, Samantha was putting together a presentation for a prospect. Per usual, Micro Mike wanted complete oversight of every detail. Samantha put together the best presentation of her life, a presentation that would have been worthy of any TED Talk stage. What did Samantha do with this presentation? She didn't give it to Mike. Samantha wisely saved it for her new job with a competing company and new manager who gave her the flexibility and trust to thrive. And guess what? She lived happily ever after. Obviously, there's a ton of great quotes out there, but I do believe Steve Jobs said it best in this instance. It doesn't make sense to hire smart people and tell them what to do. We hire smart people so they can tell us what to do. Don't be Mike. Don't be a micromanager. See you all next week on Common Sense Ain't So Common.
All right, folks, that's Eric Ross, and I'm so glad Eric is a weekly contributor on our show. He's dynamite. He's awesome. Eric Ross. Look him up on LinkedIn. That's a guy you want to talk to. He knows everything about employment benefits. I mean, everything. He's a great guy to talk to, successful business executive, and he's somebody that's very helpful and knowledgeable. So reach out to Eric Ross, weekly contributor on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. Some people ask me, and they don't know, maybe they haven't been listening for 3.5 years, why do you call the show Hard Worker? Okay, and I pronounce it Worker because I am from Massachusetts, and people know that. But you know, I've always believed that hard work is an ingredient in the recipe for success. You know, success happens by accident periodically, but it's rarely. It's usually through hard work. And this and that, right? And that's part of it. Hard work, perseverance, a plan, goals, things like that. But hard work is in there. And where I grew up, in a little town called Tewksbury, Massachusetts, the best compliment you could give somebody wasn't, oh, that PETA, he's a great guy, or he's the smartest person in the room, or he's the most intelligent. You know, those are all good things. But in the town of Tewksbury, Massachusetts, you want to really compliment somebody, you say, that PETA, he's a hard worker. He's a hard worker right there. Because that means something. It's so important. So when it clicked in with me, it clicked in at a young age. I mean, I was going door to door selling seeds because I wanted a bow and arrow. I had 2 paper routes. I shoveled snow, mowed lawns. But I saved every penny, and I worked and did more and got a longer list of houses that agreed to let me do it. And I was busy, busy, busy. I loved it. You know, and when I went into the Navy, I was a very hard-working sailor. I don't think there's anybody that works shoulder to shoulder with me that would argue about that. I was a little bit crazy and loud. Well, that's just that's just part of it, but I worked hard and got the job done. And in business, I look at all the people that are in staffing. There's a lot of transient folks. You know, they come in, stay for a year, and you know, go somewhere else and then do something else with their lives. But you know, the people that stick it out, you know, they don't have to be the smartest, but they have to be the most driven and the most passionate and the most consistent. And all that is part of hard work. You know, what's driving you? Is it a chip on your shoulder? Like I said, I'm not the smartest. No, I don't care what room I'm in. There's only a couple of us in here right now, me and Josh, and I ain't the smartest one in this room. I can guarantee you that. You got more buttons and dials and knobs that I wouldn't even know what to do with. I'm telling you that we can all be successful if you put your mind to it and you work hard. Think about your job right now. And you know, some people say, work smarter, not harder. Work smarter, not harder. Bunk! Bunk, I say. Work your smartest and work your hardest. Do your best. If there are ways to create efficiency and make work easier and better for people, sure, we do that. But let's look for more. And once you find one, look for another and another and another. That's how I feel. Now, when the end of the day comes, I'm not advocating that you work around the clock and you work ungodly hours. You have to shut down, give your brain a rest. But for me, for buzzer to buzzer, there's only one speed and it's full throttle. Always going to work my hardest to do my level best. And that's just the way it is. And that served me well as an entrepreneur. When I hung a shingle and opened my business, you know, that's when, you know, you really realize that the way you approach your business doesn't have to be like everybody else's. Because of your willingness to do what it takes to be successful, your growth trajectory could be mind-boggling to other people. You know, it's happened with me 3 times. where the growth trajectory for normal people that open this type of business, you know, you lose money for the whole year. And about, you know, going into your second year, you'll start paying back and, you know, you're breaking even at the end of 2 years, and on your third year, you should make money. Well, when I open a business, I grow through, I maintain profitability through growth. So I don't go in the red. You know, there's no need to go in the red with proper planning, the right type of, you know, depending on what your business is too, for crying out loud. I don't know what kind of gear you need. I don't need a whole lot of gear and staffing, but I know, you know, what do I have to cover per month in order to stay in the green? What do I have to do that? What's the quickest way that I can achieve sustained profitability without having to do certain things to make it happen? And I map it out that way, and it's worked very well for me. And I'm very proud of that. And I just tell you guys, if you, you know, think about what it takes to be successful, even in the role that you're in right now, the role that you're in right now, you don't need 9 promotions to be real successful. Right now, be the best you can be by working hard at your present level. That's how you get noticed and promoted and all that other good stuff. Gosh, I could go on and on about hard work, but if I, as a career coach and a career advocate that's here trying to help people, the one biggest thing I want to impress upon you is just hard work. Work your hearts every day. All right, this next segment, folks, is one of my favorite parts. Each and every week, we get a Boston update from Boston Danny. Boston Danny brags about his city, his sports teams. And one of the funnest things he does is he gives shout-outs to your people. So if you have a friend, a neighbor, someone in your family that has an anniversary, or maybe it's their birthday, and or maybe somebody at work just did something to make your day a little brighter and you want to acknowledge them and recognize them for that, write me an email, pete@petethejobguy.com. And I will take that email, give it to Boston Danny, and Boston Danny will give your special someone a wicked piss of shout out like only Boston Danny can. With no further ado, let's get this week's Boston Update with Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here, giving you the lowdown up here in the north. Well, everything's running along smoothly with us, but boy, we've been getting some heat up here. We've been, you know, getting close to breaking some records. It's really getting kind of Florida hot. I can figure how you guys can enjoy it down there like that, but we had one day it was flirting with 101 coming up, so it was like 4 days, but apparently that isn't the hottest that day. It was 101 back in August of 1944, and you know, that was the high temperature, but they had, back then, they had 8 days of a heat wave of, you know, 90 plus weather. They were all very hot, 98. So, you know, came back really, really hot. And I couldn't imagine not being in air conditioner. I know how you guys run from the car to the, you know, to the house, to the office, to the building, whatever you're doing to, you know, keep cool and stay out of that sun. It's incredible. And very hot, very humid is what we're getting at here. So it's cooled down. We get back to our normal patterns. We get some nice weather, you know, some 70s. Couple clouds, a little breeze coming off the ocean keeps us a little bit cooler down here, up here in you know, the Gulf of Massachusetts here. So everything's going good for us. The Patriots, you know, they're walking through their new guys, they're getting everyone together, making some good signings, bringing a good team back together. The Red Sox, of course, they're down, you know, but it's August, they do this little slumpy thing. The guys still play good statistically with the eyes. But as a team, they, you know, they need to pull together and get interested again. It'd be fun. You know, no other things. The Revolution has got some star players. We did pretty good with the soccer, in case anybody cares about that one. People watch it up around here, but it's not the biggest draw. Everything else as well. I got your birthday shout-outs. Everyone give them in to me. You know I love to rip you guys up. So the happy birthdays. Do it for yourselves, folks. It's your day. Who else is going to remember but your mother? I used to take my mother to lunch, you know, whether, you know, pretty close to my own birthday, just to say thanks. So do it for yourself, and I want to wish a wicked piss of birthday to Dan Gallagher, Alexis Brown, and that's from her main man, Nate. Way to go, Nate. Happy birthday to Brandon Wright, and that's from his team that appreciates him, and Jenny Moon from her big brother. He's so proud of the person that she has become. So that's a great shout-out, folks. I'll give them to you. I'll do some anniversary stuff. You guys got anything you want me to pull apart, say on the air? That's my job. Also give you guys the lowdown on what we're doing. I've been frowned up pretty good. We have a nice weekend plan. Cheryl and I get away from everybody. We're going down to see some cousins in Connecticut, Milford, and go to the annual Oyster Fest. I've been a couple times. It's a hoot. I like to see all the Southerners get it going. Brothers and sisters in Jacksonville, remember the first responders, our military, the nurses, doctors. Stay safe. You know, keep a mask on so we can keep going places. That'll be a lot of fun. I'll talk to you next week.
And another gem from Boston, Danny. Guys, my guest today was Greg Taylor. Greg rode all around the United States, USA Cancer Cycle. He came home and we were all there to greet him, and his beard was fierce and he accomplished what he set out to do. And he raised $120,000 for cancer charity, and that was Chemo Noir, chemonoir.com. Greg's a special person. Now his initiative is Just Jacksonville. Greg is somebody that can accomplish anything he really puts his mind to. And I like the way he really recognized the folks along the way that made everything happen. His sponsors, the people that that helped him, the great network of friends and people. His career journey was chronicled the whole way through social media. It was wonderful, and it's really great to see the things that Greg Taylor is accomplishing, and to know that he's going to take that energy and putting it to a cause now to make Jacksonville even more of a destination city than it is. And Jacksonville, to me, is very special. So I'll be watching Just Jacksonville and Greg Taylor. Guys, that kind of wraps up the show. I hope you've enjoyed Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. If you'd like to be a guest on my show, pete@petethejobguy.com is my email address. Just reach out to me. If you have a workforce topic that you'd like to see me address, you know, maybe you have a boss that's a jerk, or you need some guidance in your career, just drop me a line. Real easy, pete@petethejobguy.com. And I'm happy to help in any way I can. Guys, okay, I want you to go out and have the best week. Work hard. You've just listened to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on 104.5 WOKV.